Good morning, Upper East Siders. Gossip Girl here, your one and only source into the scandalous lives of Manhattan's elite.
My God, you'll never believe what's on Gossip Girl.
How was Serena getting off the train at Grand Central?
I thought everything was good between us.
It was. Before I found out you had sex with my boyfriend.
I didn't come back for you. Look, Claire's my best friend, and you're her boyfriend, and she loves you.
You really go out with some guy you don't know?
Well, you can't be worse than the guys I do know.
Well, our kids were bound to meet. It's a small island.
Are you sure it's not some ploy you're using my daughter to get to me now that your wife left you?
Do you ever feel like our whole lives have been planned out for us? We're just gonna end up like our parents?
Man, that's a dark thought.
Your mother and I didn't work this hard, so you can just make things up as you go along.
It's a facility for the disturbed or addicted. The question is, what do you do now?
I was thinking total social destruction.
Here, I thought you were getting soft.
It's because of their excellent program that a student here with us today is clean and sober, at least for now.
She's in rehab?
No, it's not her. It's her brother who's there.
I know I said some things about you and your world, and I'm sorry.
Why did you leave without saying goodbye? I didn't know how to be your friend after what I did. I'm so sorry.
Spotted in Central Park, two white flags waving. So what will it be, truce or consequences?
Where has she been, Serena? And who am I? That's a secret I'll never tell. You know you love me. XOXO.
But you're not on the list.
Of course I am. This is my dream.
Not anymore.
Hey, Upper East Siders. There's nothing Gossip Girl likes more than a surprise. And we hear Blair Waldorf's got a two-for-one special. Her mom, Eleanor, who just returned from Paris, and Serena Vanderwoodson, brunch buddies.
Hey, you're up. Do we have plans?
Darling, it is impolite to interrupt. I was just telling Serena that Bendel's is interested in carrying my line.
Really? Oh, that's fantastic. Why didn't you say something?
I came back from Paris early to put together my lookbook, and if they like what they see, it could be the beginning of an entire lifestyle collection.
Because more people should be like you, Mother.
But before you tuck into that, you might find a low-fat yogurt more appealing.
I lost 2 pounds when you were away.
And you look marvelous.
Wow, these are beautiful, Miss Waldorf.
Well, they will be. They're not all squished from traveling. Darling, please. Serena, you have to come back later when everything is unpacked. I would love to hear your thoughts. You do have such great personal style.
Oh, thank you. But I don't think we'll be able to. Blair and I have plans today.
Oh, we do?
Serena and Blair might have plans for the day, but Nate and Chuck are fully booked for the weekend, if they survive it.
Found it.
Piaget.
Can you just call it a watch?
If it costs more than 10 grand, it earns a proper name.
How about this?
Definitely that.
Babe Ruth's called shot. The most famous homer he ever hit.
Better safe than sorry.
Here we go.
Straight from the Emperor of the Shield. Every time I tell those, you know how the hell goes. Let me see your elbow pointing to the sky.
You've lived through Ivy Week. And hopefully gained entry to the college of your choice. Now, let's ruin those chances.
Let me remind you of the rules. As of this moment, there is no outside world that I do not show you. You eat what I provide, practice what I preach.
Until I say so, the only girls you talk to are the ones I pay for.
Let the lost weekend commence.
Sasquatch. Isn't
Isn't that Carter Bazin? I haven't seen him since he was a senior and we were in the 8th grade. Makes sense. Are you high? He looks like Matthew McConaughey between movies. Guy's a loser. Look, anyone who trades their trust fund for a fanny pack flies in the face of all. I just won't leave a truck fast.
Nate Archibald. Is that you?
Bazin, my man. I heard you went rogue.
What to tell about it?
Hey.
Seems like someone's itinerary didn't leave room for interlopers. Doesn't Chuck know a party isn't a party until someone crashes?
Oh, God.
Forgot what it was like to be with you.
No, they were looking at both of us.
Don't insult me. It's been like this all morning, starting with your lovely visit with my mother. She didn't even call me to tell me she was coming home.
Well, she was busy. She was rushing to get home and everything because she wanted to see you.
She didn't even wake me up.
Well, you know how Eleanor feels about beauty rest.
She likes you more than me.
She does not. You're her daughter. She doesn't like anyone more than you. She just, I don't know, doesn't know how to show it sometimes.
Okay, I'm going inside. Wait for me. I'll be right back.
Hey!
Oh my God, this is what I love about this city. You're always bumping into people. What are you doing here?
I'm just on my way back from my mom's, dropping Jenny off up in Hudson. Picked up a couple of Cubans for me and my dad. Sandwiches, not cigars.
Hey, remember you said we could get together sometime and not talk? I was just wondering, is it sometimes?
Yes, it was disgusting. The DOA should shut them down.
The bathroom?
No, the people. It's called Nolita, not no showers. What are you doing here? Do I smell pork? And cheese? Okay, well, when you're done with your charity work, why don't you come find me? I'll be at Tory Burch looking at ponchos.
Isn't that the girl that told the entire school and, oh, several colleges that you had a drug problem?
Yeah, but, you know, Blair can be a little Blair.
Yeah.
We're actually trying to work things out. Today's our first day hanging out together alone.
Ooh.
Ooh. So I should probably get back.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. But, call me sometime so we can get together and do that thing you didn't ask me to do.
You gotta shake your ass. Take a tambourine, go and get your tambourine. Okay.
So I don't understand. The last time I saw your sister, she said your family had locked you out and you'd fallen off the face of the earth.
I didn't. I just fell off the face of theirs. But once you turn away from money, you see it doesn't buy you freedom. It pays for your prison. They say I disappeared, but all I did was break out.
Where'd you go?
Where didn't I? I hated the cleanup post-Katrina. Spent a year rebuilding Machu Picchu, which, let me tell you, changed my life. I bought an HD cam and started filming it for a documentary.
You're the guy who gave us our first joint. Snuck us into our first club, and you're gonna tell me the life of a YouTube filmmaker is better than this. You invented the last weekend. Hey, who cares about a party when you can travel the world?
Exactly. The real world, the only thing that matters is who you are, not what you are.
As much as I love the speech about not needing material things from a guy who has that much product in his hair, this party is about excess, not exposition. Stop talking. Stop partying. Now here is something that doesn't need material. As a matter of fact, it's about to come off. Come with me. I think I'm just gonna hang here for a bit.
Fine. I'd hate to break up a match set anyway. How about we continue this over some cards? None of this crap these kids are playing. Texas Hold'em is dead. I'll show you some real action. You know what? I'm in this weekly game. In this corner in Queens goes all night. It's the real deal. High stakes, big money, people with the kind of stories that will put mine to shame. You should come.
Yeah.
This one, Mr. Q at the Chloe show, because she was throwing up a pear. She was in Vera's Vogue spread. I don't use Vera's models. None of these are right.
Well, that's because you're looking at the high fashion book, when you should be looking for a new face. You know, someone who looks good in your clothes. Someone in this book, like I told you.
I hate the American Apparel effect.
But they're closer to what you need. They're now, they're hip.
If this person is supposed to represent Waldorf Designs, you have to find me someone worthy of the clothes. Like someone like me.
Mm.
Someone like my daughter.
Well, why not her? You want your line to represent the Waldorf lifestyle. Who better to represent you than one of your own family?
She was my first dress form.
She'd love to. I would.
Eleanor?
Yes. It's perfect.
Eleanor Waldorf, meet the new face of Waldorf, or Bendel.
Is that a smile we see on Bee's lips? The spotlight's on her for once, and S actually helped her get it. I guess miracles can happen.
It's gonna be so hot. The clothes are gorgeous.
It's all right.
Shut up. They're amazing.
I'm just doing my mom a favor. The hair makes testes tonight.
I think this is my best pose.
That's because you can't see what she looks like. It's just a hand model, and that's it.
The right way is this.
Girl, no. This is how you do it. No. Gotta curve your spine forward.
Oh,
long.
No. You guys are doing it all wrong. Look, you're missing the key.
Look. You gotta put the hand on the hip. And pop.
That's how you gotta do it.
Pop. No.
Hello? Who's this?
Oh. Who dare interrupt the vendor with this?
I said who? Give me my phone.
Dan? Humphrey?
Who is this?
I'm sorry, the number you've dialed is no longer
Stop
in service.
It. Who is it?
I'm doing you a favor.
Look, I can hear you. Can I just please talk to Serena?
Apparently you can, Cabbage Patch.
Come on, let me have it.
God.
Hello? Dan, hey, I'm so sorry about that.
And I'm so ready to hang up.
Blair was just playing. You have my full attention, I promise.
Good, because I was calling to ask you to not talk with me at a movie tonight.
Tonight? Where? What time?
The Sunshine, 7 o'clock.
I'd love to. I'll see you there.
See you there.
It's complicated, isn't it?
I can't stop staring at it. It's difficult work. I mean that in the best way. It's enigmatic. Reminds me of an early Bacon or Schnabel.
The artist is in Hudson. I've represented her for some time. Rufus.
Beck Simon. I've heard a lot about your gallery. I wasn't expecting a piece like this from a former rock star.
I prefer one-hit wonder.
What turned you gallerist?
I've always had artistic pursuits.
We have something in common. I always pursue artists. I've been in Brooklyn all day looking for work for a client. I'm a buyer. I didn't think I'd find a piece like this, and I don't think it'll be here long. I'd like to put it on hold. May I?
Yeah, of course.
What time do you close?
I'll stay open.
Good. Thank you.
Carter's still doing here.
I invited him.
Or invited himself. That is his style. Begging us to break free of our prisons while stuffing his face with free food and draining our booze.
He's a deadbeat and a hypocrite.
And a good ball player, if I remember right.
You sure you just don't want to lose to him, Chuck?
Maybe if your daddy bought your basketball team instead of a hotel, you'd have some skill.
But this is the last weekend for juniors, not senior citizens. We're jumping into a volcano.
We should sell it on the court.
Sell it right now.
Hey, chill.
No, this is my game. I pick the players.
I get it.
I'll go.
Hey, hey, Matt.
Is that a card game?
Yeah.
Can you text me the address later?
You didn't have to do that, man.
Nobody wanted him here. He's an older brother bringing everyone down.
Just play some ball.
Hey, Blair, relax. Just pin down, hold it there, and... Okay, you ready?
Okay, one more. This time, let's exhale. Jump around, loosen up. Really loosen up on this one. Let's relax into it, and give me the biggest pose you've got. That's it.
Come on, big. Let's sink big, big, big. One, two, three.
Okay, take a break. Thank you very much.
Who chose this girl?
Eleanor, why?
So prim, stiff. Like a bookcase, it's unnatural.
Yeah, but she looks stunning in the clothes, don't you agree?
To my eye, like a goddess. To this eye, blah, like a statue. This is retail, it's not an editorial. She needs to let go, have fun, loosen up, has the climate to like the dress. The model doesn't even like herself.
First of all, you look amazing.
I know.
But look, can I give you a little tip?
How did I know this was coming?
No, look, all you need to do is maybe you could loosen up a little, you know? Shake it out. Maybe you could be goofy, like when we were 10 and we would dance around a genie in a bottle in your mom's clothes.
Help me. Help me.
Act like a tiger, okay? Come on. You gotta roar. Give me more tiger. Give me more tiger. You're in that jungle. You're savage. Tell us you're prettier when this time, okay? You're Venus in the half shell, right? So just... let's do something crazy, like Brittany with the umbrella, okay? Brittany with the umbrella. Let's go. Posh Spice in America. Ready? Go. That's Cyborg Spice to you. You gotta pop more and strike. Remember I taught you the hand on the hip? Strike it and pop. Come on, give me more. You're a sexy beast.
Oh, it looks so good. You're doing so good.
You got it. Look how good you are. Pop.
What are you doing?
Oh, shoot. I gotta go in the gym.
No, you're staying here. I need you. I can't let my mother down.
Hey, you almost here?
Hey. I'm really, really sorry, but I'm kind of stuck at this photo shoot with Blair.
It's a long story, but I don't think I'm going to be able to make it.
Oh, the photo shoot, huh?
It sounds really superficial, I know, but it's important to her, and, you know, she's important to me.
But I'll make it up to you, though, I promise.
No, it's no big deal, really. Don't worry about it.
You're the best. I knew you'd understand.
I'll call you later.
Yeah.
How many?
None.
You're still here.
Say, I told you I'd wait.
Man who keeps his word. I like it.
You get a chance to talk to your client?
I'm back, aren't I? Write me up an invoice.
Really? That's great.
Well, you're awfully excited. This isn't your first time, is it? Selling a painting.
A few firsts are left for me. But the artist will be very pleased. She's been doing other things for a while. It's kind of a big deal for her.
Well, for my client, too, this is a very special piece. You wouldn't want to... I don't know. Celebrate with a drink?
Actually, the previously mentioned excited artist is my wife.
I thought you said the artist lives in Hudson. Long commute.
She lives there. I don't.
If the trains ever stop running.
$5. $50. 500 chances to get laid. And remember, don't dip your shillelagh in the wrong pot you go. Let's go. You can think about your boyfriend inside.
I'm not coming.
Seriously. Carter Bazin sucks. Right? I don't know what spell he's put you under, but he's not your friend. He can't be trusted.
And why is that? Because he doesn't believe what you believe in?
It's exactly what he said. The money, the drugs, the privileges, they're just keeping us numb so we don't notice it's better out there in the real world.
The real world.
Everyone out there wants to be us. We are what you aspire to, not run away from.
You really don't get me, do you?
That dream of yours, you know, what is it really? Because I hear you talk about how you don't want to go to Dartmouth and how you don't want to follow in your father's footsteps, but what exactly do you want?
All I know is it's not this.
Well, you better discover what it is before you throw everything away trying to find it. Where are you going?
Was a movie.
Missable.
Literally.
I don't know about Serena, Dad. I can't tell if she's worth it.
What do you mean?
Well, she's best friends with this girl, Blair Waldorf, who is basically everything I hate about the Upper East Side, distilled into one 95-pound, doe-eyed, bon mot-tossing, label-whoring package of girly evil.
No one's that bad.
She is. I would barely be exaggerating if I told you Medusa wants her withering glare back.
Well, if there's anything I've learned, it's that usually there's something beneath the surface with people like that to make them act the way they do.
Like what? The OJ in her mimosa was from concentrate, not fresh squeezed?
And what does this say about Serena? That this is her best friend?
I dated a girl like Serena once. Actually, a lot like Serena. And girls like that are challenging, it's true. They're complicated and enigmatic. And usually worth it. And the only way you'll know for sure is to jump in with both feet.
What happened with you?
I swam for a while. Till I drowned.
Oh. Well, thanks. That's a great story, Dad.
Now get some sleep, and I will see you in the morning. We'll go to the photo shoot together.
And you haven't done this since I was little.
You haven't been in bed by 10 since you were little. You looked beautiful tonight, you know?
Really?
Even without the movie.
Don't be cocky. I'm calling you with a makeup plan.
Oh, are you now?
I am. How would you like to see what really happens at a fashion shoot?
I'm sorry, this is Dan Humphrey. Are you sure you're not trying to reach my sister?
Look, I know it's a girly offer, but chew on this. I'll be there.
Can I bet on that? Because the law of averages says I'd lose my shirt.
Oh, come on, it's Blair's shoot, so I have to be there for moral support.
Blair? Well, I'm definitely not going now.
Look, she's really not as bad as you think. Besides, she's going to be so busy with the shoot that you won't even have to see her, and since it's so boring on the sidelines, you'll have my full attention. Okay, what if I buy you anything you want from craft service?
I thought craft service was free.
I'll see you in the morning at 8. I'm texting you the address. I'm hanging out before thou dost protest again.
Both feet, Humphrey.
What's the emergency? Apart from my not getting my sleep before the big day, Laurel, why couldn't we simply have discussed it over the phone?
Because if we didn't meet in person, I couldn't show you these.
I don't think this girl is what you're trying to say. Unapproachable, controlled, perfect.
She is not unapproachable. She is poised, regal.
Look, I know she's your daughter, and I don't want to make problems, but your girl is rigid like a twig. You know, she's afraid to let you in. So your works of art and she fail to achieve, what's the word?
Symbiosis. What can be done at this stage?
Your daughter is beautiful, yes, but this girl has it. She is warm like sunshine. She has fun. She will make the clients think if they buy these clothes, then they will have fun too.
But this is your line, Eleanor. It's completely your choice.
The rules for a model the day of a photo shoot are similar to those of a patient pre-surgery. No food or drink 12 hours prior, wear comfortable clothing, and make sure your affairs are in order. You never know what could go wrong in a flash.
Hey, B, you must either be sleeping or already on your way, but I can't wait to see you at the shoot. We're gonna have so much fun!
Oh, thank God you're awake!
Am I late? Oh my God, did I ever sleep?
Darling, I have some bad news. Terry, that fool of a photographer, thinks we need to go in a different direction.
With a theme?
With the model.
Oh.
Darling, I hired these people for their expertise, and ultimately they feel that we would be doing the brand a disservice. I cannot apologize enough. I know that you were really looking forward to this.
No, I wasn't. I'm glad I don't have to go. I hate shoots. They're so boring. Chef Alessandro Ambrosio, not an amateur.
We'll have dinner after, yes? Steak frites, crepes at Café des Artistes. Just like old times. I will see you later.
Hey, S. All right, I hope you're not already there, because as it turns out, my modeling career is over faster than Jessica Simpson's acting one. Now that I think about it, maybe we should crash the shoot anyway. See who they replace me with. Make fun of the skinny bitch?
How could you?
Actually, I like this here.
This is no joke, Humphrey.
What are you doing with that?
The question is, what are you doing selling it to me?
You. You're Bex's client.
Oh, and you didn't know.
I'm just surprised you hired someone with taste.
Well, I'm equally as shocked, because when she said she found something amazing in Brooklyn, your gallery never entered my mind.
You'd have to actually recognize art to remember the place.
What I recognize is the fact that your wife would not want this hanging in my house.
Allison's a professional artist. She doesn't do background checks on prospective buyers, and neither do I. Besides, it's been almost 20 years.
And you still don't know women?
And you still know it all.
Your wife despises me.
I wouldn't say that.
Well, she did. I mean, she may have been wearing a slip dress and Doc Martens at the time, but she definitely meant it.
She's not like you. She doesn't hold on to that stuff.
Why don't you call and ask her? Or are you still giving her space? Because trust me, putting this up in my house, even having this conversation with you, will only drive her further away.
Well, what do you want me to do then?
Take it back. You can call Bex and set up a refund.
So what'd you think of it?
I thought it was extraordinary.
Smaller people are gonna start showing the real stuff. Up until now, it's been cards, but from now on, it's an adventure.
Just a couple more hands.
All right, Jen, Santi, up.
Okay.
Let's hit it.
Shining on me for once, could you?
What are you talking about? I was told we were doing this together.
What, did you not get my message?
What about this morning, then? When you glanced at the call sheet, did you see my name on it? When I wasn't in hair and makeup, didn't that seem strange? When the dressing room had only your name on the door, what, did you think they just forgot? I was told you were running late, and they asked me to do some test shots first.
Claire, they told me you wanted me here. And you believe them?
But Claire, I encouraged you to do this.
Why would I try to steal something from you that I pushed you to do?
Because you take everything
for me. Nate, my mom.
Claire,
you can't even help it. It's who you are. I just thought maybe this time it would be different. I should have known I'd be wrong. Great.
Spotted, Lonely Boy's Rude Awakening. Upper East Side queens aren't born at the top. They climb their way up in heels, no matter who they have to tread on to do it.
We need her back.
I know.
What? There you are. Carry one of these.
Eleanor,
I
quit.
Now, wait a minute. Why?
I think you know why.
Because of Blair. I know that she will support my decision once I explain it to her. You know you love the spotlight. You always have. It's part of your charm. There is nothing wrong with that. Who are you? What are you doing here?
I have no idea, actually.
Hey, I kind of overheard you guys in the stairwell there.
Dan, look, I really can't go here right now.
Okay, well, forget I said anything then. In fact, you know what, I'm mute. I'll just stand here and blink real quiet, unless you want me to...
Hand me my jeans? Yes, please.
It's just, I thought you wanted to be on the sidelines here. I thought you wanted to be here for your friend Blair. You know, we were going to get craft service, and... I'd have your full attention.
Say it.
I don't think I have to.
So my best friend doesn't believe me, and neither does the guy I like. Look, Dan, Blair's mom basically tricked me into coming here because she didn't want Blair. How do you tell your best friend something like that?
Oh. I didn't...
Dan, just go, okay? I need to clean up, and I just need to get out of here.
Serena sent you here to talk to me?
No, believe it or not, I actually came here myself.
Normally, I wouldn't be this close to you without a tetanus shot.
My mom kind of left us a couple months ago. Only my dad and my sister don't really see that. Because she told us she had to go away for the summer to follow her dream of being an artist. But it's not summer anymore. And she's still up there. And it's all she seems to care about right now. Every time I go to see her, I tell myself, this time, I'm going to tell her what I think. This time, I'm going to look her in the eye and say, either come home or leave for good. And so there I was. Just the other day, I was sitting across the table from her, looking her straight in the eye. And I didn't say anything.
Why not?
I don't know. But I wish I had. Because even if it didn't change anything, she'd know how I felt.
Bullet, gentlemen. First bet. $5,000. $5 to call.
Hey, I don't have the money. Call us, Ben.
Hey, you guys okay with the marker?
Look, I don't think it's such a good idea.
If you're ever going to take a risk, start now. What's the point of anything less? It's fine.
You sure he's good for it?
Of course he is. He's an Archibald.
Thank you, 10,000.
Five to call. Call. Show your cards.
Trip Bullock, trip Aces.
That's rough.
He told me to. It's
the luck of the draw, my friend. He had three aces.
Look, I don't, it might take me a little while to get the money.
Wait, what, a little while? Come on, man. Snap your fingers.
Wait a minute. Are you in with these guys?
Did you play me, man?
Are you playing me, huh?
That's a yes. Give him the money, man. Money means nothing to you. These guys aren't playing, but no one has to get hurt. I'm trying to help you out.
Yeah, you're a real friend.
Who let you in here, Bass?
He set me up.
No one forced his hand. Your boy lost fair and square.
Did you?
Look, man, if you don't get him the money right away, I'm going to tell everyone where you live and they can come get it from your daddy. What do you think about that?
Look, if you come and watch my ball, you keep them. Take care of these guys. I don't call the cops, and we walk out of here.
It's cool. I got it.
I'm gonna have to transfer some money and pray the captain doesn't notice before I find a way to put it back.
You don't have to pay me back, you know. I mean, it was worth every cent to see the last of that gun.
No, I want to. I mean it. Thanks. That can't be right.
What's up?
It says I'm zeroed out.
Then maybe you have the wrong account.
No. There must be something wrong. I accessed his account last month and it said there was almost 200,000. Hey, Tom. Thanks for getting back to me so quickly.
Your message said it was important.
Yeah, I was checking my accounts, and I came across what I assumed to be an error, and that my trust seems to have a zero balance.
Oh, I thought you knew. That account was drained weeks ago.
Drained? By who?
Your father. He said he discussed it with you.
We have to solve this. I mean, what are we going to do? No.
Okay. Blair, honey, there's been a terrible mistake. How would you like your job back?
Did you choose Serena over me?
You could have picked a stranger. You didn't have to choose my best friend. Did you think I wouldn't find out?
I was going to tell you tonight. That dinner. There was no right decision. There wasn't any time.
I know you can understand all this.
It was mishandled. The whole thing, from top to bottom.
You actually want me to agree with you?
Vendels will legitimize this company. It will take everything to the next level. You know how hard I have worked for that. You've always been my biggest supporter, my biggest fan.
I'm your daughter.
And as my daughter, I knew that you would forgive me. In time. But if my company had lost this deal because of you, I'd never forgive myself.
I hope you never do.
You didn't hear it from us. But in every girl's life, there comes a moment when she realizes that her mother just might be more messed up than she is.
You're still here?
Yeah, well, I thought I couldn't leave without bringing you something from craft service. And telling you that I'm sorry I judged you.
Well, I'm sorry I gave you reason to. Hey, how about you ask me out again?
How about you actually show up?
Okay, no drama, no disruptions, I promise.
You promise?
Oh no, that means it's never gonna happen now.
Okay, quick, I take it back, I unpromise.
Friday, 8 o'clock.
I think we can agree to those terms. But you can't wear those shoes. Or that hair.
Hair. Okay. See you then.
Oh.
Alright.
So you were right.
I know.
When I got that call, I should have known you had nothing to do with it. And I should never have pushed you to do this whole thing in the first place.
Actually, I'm glad you pushed me. It ended up being a very important day for me. I just thought it was going to be more fun.
I know. Me too. Hey, you know what? Who says it still can't be? Come on. No, come on.
This just in, S&B committing a crime of fashion. Who doesn't love a five-finger discount, especially if one of those fingers is the middle one?
Where are my clothes?
Everyone knows you can't choose your family, but you can choose your friends. And in a world ruled by bloodlines and bank accounts, it pays to have a pal. As a BFF can make you go WTF, there's no denying we'd all be a little less rich without them. And Serena and Blair, they do besties better than anyone. No, that's not a tear in my eye. It's just allergies. Without you, I'm nothing. Gossip Girl.